There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
The big news in the NFL today is that the New York Jets have released Davante Adams, who is still one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. It begs the question, in what will probably be called Dog Watch 2025, where we keep an eye on all the potential dogs that the Houston Texans can bring aboard. I say that because no team says the word dog casually like the Texans.
Yeah.
It's just thrown
dogs.
In.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. What kind of dog? Well, just a dog. Is he the dog that's been terrorizing people in the Fifth Ward? There's a gang of dogs that's terrorizing people there. I'm not kidding. I read an article on
a pack of stray dogs.
It's like a pack of stray dogs just like taking out bikers and grabbing each are grabbing a leg at a time. it's messed up.
And yeah, I shouldn't find this as funny.
The owner is uncooperative as part of this investigation.
Way.
What a surprise. I'm sure that the owner might be saying, look, he never does that. Well, what about the other one? Oh, well, he does that every now and then.
He's the mean one.
There's some bodies buried in the back from him. Just kidding. Anyway, bringing it back to Davante Adams being available for the Houston Texans potentially. Is there mutual interest? Because whenever we hear about Davante Adams, we hear about Aaron Rodgers. Endless love, endless love. Like, these guys clearly have a bromance that goes back generations. Or by generations, I mean just from their time in Green Bay to the time in the with the New York Jets. Here is C.J. Stroud when asked about his favorite wide receivers in the NFL. I think he wanted to avoid being penalized for tampering, so here's what he had to say.
Oh, man, this almost got me in trouble earlier. I don't want to stir up the pot. Retire receivers, I'm going Ocho Cinco. Routes. If you know anything about who Ocho Cinco loves, that'll give you an answer. So if you watch Ocho Cinco, who his favorite route runner is in the league, that's who I would like to throw to.
He is very football nerdy.
He is very nerdy.
That he remembers something like that Chad Johnson tweeted out on April 13th, 2021. But
that is a while ago.
Davante Adams is Chad Johnson's favorite route-running wide receiver. That's number one. Okay, so Stroud is clearly interested in Davante Adams.
I also
being
like
coy
that he,
about it.
Yeah, he gave us some clues, and we had to figure it out like Nick Cage in National Treasure. But
yeah.
We had to turn over the Declaration of Independence, spray lemon juice on it to see what Chad Johnson's favorite route runner is.
Just a side tangent. I hate what National Treasure did to Nick Cage. They caged Nick Cage. That's not Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's very reserved.
He's too reserved. I don't. If I'm watching,
he's a cool guy in that movie.
I want to see Castor Troy in Face Off. I want to see Cameron Poe in Con Air. I don't want this measured Disney BS version of Nick Cage. I want the full Nick Cage. You caged him. Not cool. Despite all my rage, I am still effing Nicolas Cage. Let me fly like the peacock I am. Bringing it back to Davante Adams. Here's what Davante Adams had to say about his favorite quarterback in the NFL while on a podcast with James Jones.
What about C.J. Stroud? What about the other young buck?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That he may be number one. I don't know.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is on.
C.J. Stroud. That was somebody I was campaigning for coming out. So I was really, I won't say I was anti-rookie, but I was not you know, pro rookie across the board. It wasn't just get somebody young, you know, in here. It was really, that was the guy that I felt strongly about, and he felt the same way. I know I've seen a couple of videos where they had asked him who he'd like to throw to coming in the league, and he said me. And I actually got to kick it with him at Michael Rubin's all-white party out there in the Hamptons, and we kicked it for probably like literally 8 hours, and dude is solid. Like, I've never been around a dude that young coming in that, you know, that's that mature, other than probably Trey Tucker. Like, those two dudes, probably two of the most mature rookies that I've been around.
Trey Tucker at the very end.
Trey Tucker, hilarious mention.
Very random reference at the end. Holy crap!
They put in a 9-to-5 hanging out?
Devontae Adams wants to be a Houston Texan. Based off of that, he wants to be a Houston Texan. No, there's no debating that. There's no arguing it. You just heard him talk about it right there.
Yeah.
That guy wants to be with C.J. Stroud. So, Nick Caserio, pick up the phone. The guy, Devontae Adams, his value is down, a la perhaps Randy Moss after a couple of seasons out of Minnesota. Does he still have that same route-running ability? I would think so. I don't think he's all of a sudden lost it. I just think he's been in some really brutal situations. This is somebody that you could theoretically get without having to give up anything. You just got to figure out a way to make this work from a salary perspective. And I'm sure Devontae Adams wants to get paid as much as he possibly can. But much like Stephon Diggs, would he be willing to do the 1 year, let's figure it out kind of move? Maybe. And maybe the Texans do what they've done a lot of, which is those 2 to 3 year deals where they can push some of the money back and they're not necessarily paying it all at once. Salary cap continues to balloon. The Texans have a lot of money in escrow, so they theoretically can actually afford all of these contracts and move money down the road, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about financials. You don't care about that. What I'm trying to say is this is so doable, and the Texans should think about this. Or any receiver who gets released, I would say this with Cooper Kupp, but much more so with Devontae Adams. This is number one if you're the Houston Texans in free agency.
I agree with everything you said, especially the route running. You assume that's the last thing to go, or one of the last things to go for a receiver is just the footwork and ability to create space. Now, once you get the ball, are you still able to explode away from player? I don't know about that.
Right.
Maybe that's what goes when you turn 22 or 32, 33 years old. But I think the ability to get open, which is something the Texans need, I think he fits in really well there. I'll be honest, Paul, I've just been thinking about what could they possibly have been doing
for 8 hours.
By the way, the first time they met was an 8 hour, and obviously it's the Michael Rubin white party, so it's not a one-on-one 8 hours with these guys.
It
is a group.
This makes me wonder how many C.J. Stroud can throw back. And it's funny, I don't know what it is about these Texans, but there is a part of me that wonders how much they drink. I think something that Will Anderson said after the Texans won the game against the Chargers, and they're all smoking cigars in the locker room, Will Anderson said, like, oh yeah, I'm not touching any of that. So it makes me wonder, especially with today's athlete, like, how much do these guys drink? But if you're at the Michael Rubin party and it's the off season and you're with somebody for 8 hours and you're an athlete, so you just have body parts you have a liver that's probably more powerful than the most
body
parts. Not that. If you have a liver that could perhaps put down more. I mean, I'm wondering if C.J. Stroud, like Tom Brady before him, the prince who was promised, if perhaps C.J. Stroud is someone who can chug a beer or two.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, obviously, 8 hours at the Michael Rubin party tells you that's a long time. Yeah, he's up to something. I mean, I can't imagine water's good. Maybe a Sprite. Like, I assume
8 hours of a water in a social setting. I'm sorry, that is too much.
Yeah. So I that is an interesting question because you don't really hear about any of these guys, and I guess this is a good thing. You don't hear about these guys getting after it, really. Like, That it generally is what you want, is you don't want their off-the-court habits to be, like, the main thing, or a thing that we know about them. Generally, if you don't know anything about it, it's a good thing. So I just have a hard time seeing CJ, and maybe this is the First of all, I want to thank my Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I think maybe that it's weighing on me that it would be surprising to me if he was a big drinker.
It would to me as well.
But he wouldn't be the first guy to be very religious and also a big drinker.
No, that's for sure. You know, growing up, going to Catholic Mass, mm-hmm. and also at a point in my life, looking down on those who drank, I used to judge them so hard.
For drinking the wine?
I used to judge everyone for drinking alcohol.
Oh, just...
I was Mr. Teetotaler little wow. bitch. Like, I sucked. I wasn't cool. And then I was trying to impress Taylor Clavins in my senior year of high school, and I had that first Bud Light, and I was so disappointed by it. I was
shout
so disappointed.
Clavins.
No, shout out to Taylor Clavins. But listen, you know what? Like, things happen, and I eventually liked drinking. But I always thought at Mass, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy that people would drink wine. I was like, communion? I'm cool with. Wine? What are we doing here? And then I always thought to myself, God, how much do you think these priests drink the communion
that's
wine
also
behind the scene? Like, when they're done, do they go back and they do a little nip? And again, listen, I'm not judging.
After
it's a
long day of having to do all these masses.
There's a lot of things you can't do as a priest. So I mean,
finally, a little for Father John over here.
I'd be cool. I'd be cool with them taking a little bit back. Anyway, that's Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show at the Wildcat Golf Club for the one and only Houston Occasional Invitational, which we throw here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As you could tell, occasionally, you can watch us on YouTube at ESPN Houston or on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. It's been pointed out to me that it seems to be very cold on the camera, if you will. Mm. It's cold. I say that because apparently my tiny little pointers are pointing up a storm right now. And this golf shirt, which is a little bit tight on my boobs, it's making them pop a little bit. But it is very nice here.
It is cold.
A little nippy in here. No, I think it's a perfect temperature. I think it's the perfect temperature.
I think nippy is the
But it's definitely right nippy. For me, it is nippy right now. Anyway, guys, you want to jump in, you can. 713-780-3776 to call in. To text in. I'm annoyed with a soon-to-be-forgotten subplot of last night's Rockets game. The Cougs won again, and Kelvin Sampson showed he has a heart? What? I'm Paul Gallant. This is the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's Paul Gallant.
Back to home. No! Stolen by Whitmore, and he will fly, and he will slam. Timeout Thunder. If John Cena can make a heel turn, Ryan, anything is possible.
Oh, that was a good call by Craig Ackerman. That was a hell of a dunk. Probably the coolest moment for the Rockets in a 137-128 loss to the Thunder, a game where a bunch of guys had injuries that they no longer have today.
Yeah, they healed.
For their game against the Indiana
They're
Pacers.
Better now.
That's correct. Talking about the healing power. Of less than 24 hours. I'm annoyed that they rested as many players as they did last night. I just am frustrated with sports as a whole being okay with taking certain games off. This is not exclusive to the Rockets. It's not even exclusive to the NBA because we saw it on Sunday with the Dynamo where Lionel Messi's in town, and you think he's going to play. You probably paid a good amount of money to go watch him, and he doesn't even fly to Houston.
Yeah, he's not in town.
Right.
He doesn't get on the flight.
He didn't even get on the flight, and the reason, like the Inter-Miami didn't even try to BS. I mean, at least BS with us. At least lie to us.
Yeah,
at least
say he has a calf problem. Or
right.
Something.
They said he's not injured. the coach rested him due to the congested team schedule. Okay, what the hell does that mean? Inter-Miami
schedule.
Like, what is he doing? I guess they are playing in the CONCACAF Champions Cup with the game on Thursday. But, I mean, it's not that congested of a schedule. They played on Sunday, and Inter-Miami still won despite a red card 4-1. Not good. 4-1 with a red card. That's not good.
Man down.
But they play on Thursday, Sunday, then Thursday. This is soft.
Sunday, Thursday, Sunday. So they play one extra game, basically?
Yeah, that's it for the CONCACAF Champions Cup against some team called Cavalier. What the hell is this? Cavalier SC. Jamaican team? There's the Jamaica Premier League in the CONCACAF Cup?
Oh, yeah, because Jamaica's in CONCACAF. That makes sense.
They're the fourth best team in the Jamaica Premier League. I can't believe this little fake league going on here on this side of the world. Sorry to all the soccer people out there.
Actually, I will be I will be insulted if Messi doesn't play against the Houston Dynamo, but does play against the Jamaican Cavaliers.
Yeah, I am too.
I think you're fair to be like, wait, you had to make sure he's healthy to play against the fourth place team
in
Jamaica?
This is bigger BS than it is that the Rockets rested their guys, because it's three games at four nights. I do get it. They play an intense style of basketball, but it's just so lame that this is accepted. That's all I'm trying to say, and I've been saying it all show long, and perhaps it's reaching deaf ears, but I just don't like that we have gotten to a point now where you don't have to play every single game in basketball or baseball, despite these players being more compensated than in the days where they did play every single game. That's it. That's all. Show up to work, you know?
Showing up to work right now is Joel Blank.
Yeah.
Having himself a brown bag deli sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he's holding the ketchup very aggressively. I saw a commercial, actually, for a Texas lawyer. Apparently, it is assault if you spray ketchup on somebody else. In the state of Texas.
Really?
It is considered
be
assault.
Be careful with that.
I will 100% sue you for assault.
We'll have your home.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Joel. We'll get you. We'll get you if you do that.
Any Heinz 57.
I'm more of a Hunts guy. Just kidding. Honestly, I don't really like ketchup, to be perfectly honest. Ketchup is the most overrated condiment.
Yes, it is.
I mean, ketchup,
it gets you early. It gets your hooks in you, the children of America.
It's good for fries.
Yes.
Truly, that is it.
Yeah.
That is it?
Yeah. Even now, like, I don't have it with fries very often. Or, like, I can have fries just by themselves.
832 texts in, people were complaining Messi didn't play his last stop in Houston either.
So he's scared of, okay, so he's just ducking Houston.
Another from the 832, shows how bad the Dynamo are right now. We were a bye week for Messi's team. This is what's so tricky about the Dynamo, and I apologize to our friend Glenn Davis with Soccer Matters. That's tonight, right? Or is that tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Tonight, okay. Soccer Matters is tonight. Apologies to our friend Glenn Davis. It is not tonight.
It is not tonight. All right, I know, well, isn't it normally
it's on
Wednesday
and Thursday. Okay, oh, well.
Really? I thought it was Tuesday, Thursday.
Huh. We know
normally,
ourselves.
But there's
at this
an Yankees basketball game tonight against number one Auburn.
Okay.
Who? You can't bump that for Soccer Matters? All right.
Yeah, well, it's number one Auburn. Big game. Big game for Buzz Williams and the boys.
Foundation built on love.
Mm-hmm. So, listen, all I'm trying to say is, this is it. All I'm trying to say is it would be nice if these guys played in the majority of games. And, yes, they do, but it's annoying that a game against the Thunder, the first 50-win team in the West, it's annoying that the Rockets did not have their full team with them for that game, but they will tonight against the Indiana Pacers, who are also a good team, 34-25, but it's different, and especially when you take a look at last night, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is scoring 51 points against you, and the Thunder are scoring 137 points against you. Like, isn't this a better measuring stick game to play in than tonight's game? Like, can't you play the first game, then have 2 days off between the third game and four nights?
It'd be a better measuring stick, but what's more likely that you win? It's more likely that if you're going to play everyone, you play everyone against the game that you're more likely to win.
I get that.
Than Also, the Thunder, like, this is what, the fifth time that they played the Thunder because they had the extra time in the NBA Cup?
And the Thunder are 3-1 against them this year. So the standard
there is
reason.
A little bit of, like, how often do we have to play the Thunder?
But I mean, this is the measuring stick. This is the best team in the West. I mean, like, the second best team in the West right now, the Lakers, are 11 games back of the Thunder. It's crazy the Lakers have vaulted all the way up since getting Luka Doncic. Thank you for absolutely nothing, Dallas Mavericks.
crazy how that happened.
Who deserve all the bad things. They really
I will say, in defense of Nico Harrison, they've had a lot of bad breaks after the trade. The trade was terrible. But then after it, the Davis injury.
But you know that Davis is going to get hurt. Like, you know
that,
it's going to happen.
That is part of what makes it bad. That's part of what makes the trade bad. But the fact that they haven't even gotten to look at their real team. They had injuries with the big men, too. So
they did for a little against the Rockets.
Yeah, exactly.
For like 5 minutes.
3 quarters, yeah. He got hurt in the third quarter. A non-contact injury. And now he's probably not going to play for the rest of the season.
It is kind of funny. I don't know. I mean, now with Kyrie Irving, he's torn his ACL, and like, I can't wait until he starts, you know, going back down the rabbit holes that he and Kanye sometimes go down. Different approaches to said rabbit holes, but Kyrie's going to have a lot of free time on his hands. Podcasting Kyrie could be back. The Mavericks increased ticket prices for their games as well, which is really the funniest part of all. After getting rid of your best player, getting Anthony Davis, who got hurt right away, which everyone thought was a possibility, and then Kyrie Irving tears his ACL hours before you had announced an 8% ticket increase, which has led to Maverick fan after Maverick fan putting out like 2-paragraph statements announcing, I will not be renewing my season tickets. Like, just rando Mavericks fans. And I kind of love it. Like, everyone's just putting a statement out there. They could not look worse.
No.
I wonder if it ever turns around. And I know that some have the conspiracy theory. They're just pulling the, you know, bad owner in Major League of the Cleveland Indians at the time. They're just trying to get their way out of town, maybe move to Vegas, and the expansion team comes back to Dallas. But whatever the case, it is just L after L after L. And it does feel deserved. So I kind of like it.
It is a little, yeah, it is a little like karmic justice of after pulling off one of the worst trades. And like, not just pulling off one of the worst trades in NBA, like choosing to make, like making the active choice. You weren't forced in any way. It was a trade so bad and so out of nowhere that people thought Shams Charania got hacked when he reported it.
Yeah.
That it completely falls apart in your hands. And some of it is just bad timing of, like, there's no way they could have known that Kyrie Irving was going to tear his ACL when they announced that they're going to jack up the season ticket prices. But it's just bad thing after bad thing happening to the Dallas Mavericks, which I know everyone in Houston is so worried about.
The Houston-Dallas dynamic of it, you want Dallas to continue to have this rubbed in their face, especially after they stole that BS World Series that they did, all Marlins mode. I mean, everyone says the Rangers are going to be better this year. Fine, sure, whatever. I will admit, and I brought this up, there was a part of me that wanted to see this work out because F Luka, like F people like him that play this sport, slobs who don't stay in shape. And, I mean, the Mavericks are putting that out of the spin zone, but I believe part of it, 100%. And that whining he was doing in the NBA Finals against the Celtics, specifically after that Game 4 loss, where even Brian Windhorst just did a drive-by on him after the game with a stand-up afterwards, that was deserved. The guy's completely unlikable, except for when he starts bombing threes from outside and does step-backs on Rudy Gobert. But the lack of effort on defense and the whining and the flopping, like, I went from enjoying Luka from afar to hating him when he was going up against my favorite basketball team in the finals very quickly. So there is a part of me that wanted this to work out for Dallas just because screw Luka. But guess what? The Lakers are maybe now the second best team in the Western Conference, which we all saw happening maybe eventually, not this soon.
Yeah, no, because what you would worry about is the defense with trading away Davis and not having really any big men of note on the team. And just kind of hasn't mattered. They're still a good defense, even without Davis. So the Lakers have kind of really come into form, like you said, way faster. You thought that they would need an off season at least
nope.
to kind of reshift things. And, yeah, turns out getting Luka and LeBron on the same team, like, you're going to win games.
LeBron's almost zero dark 30 mode again.
Oh, he is?
Well, but he tweeted about the face of the NBA stuff.
Okay.
Because he can't let go.
But
if he goes social media silent, watch out.
Okay. So
watch
he tweeted out. 2 days ago. Got mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Wonder what he's reading right now.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I suppose we'll find out. That is Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. We are live at the Wildcat Golf Club for the Occasional Invitational, which benefits kids' meals for ESPN 97.5, 92.5. And ESPN Houston. Big thanks to all of our friends who have helped sponsor this golf tournament. Beer from Carbog Brewing. I need to get me a Carbog. That sounded a little bit alcoholism-ish. I did not mean to sound that way. Brown Bag Deli, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. You got lunch from Brown Bag. There's still some bags outside. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, fantastic place. We did our draft party there once. Houston Powder Coaters, Game Day Men's Health, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick and GMC, HR&P, Access Vascular Health, Dream Rate Mortgage, Aqueduct Plumbing, Beatbox Burritos, and Onyx Pharmacy. Up next, all those conversations that we've had earlier in the show are on the table. Number one, is there too much resting going on in sports these days? Two, should the Texans pull the trigger and go after Devontae Adams, who the Jets released today? Three, Cam Smith. Give me a real reason that guy cannot make the Astros opening day roster. I'm Paul Gallant. It's ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. Locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's Paul Gallant.
So the Jets will release Devontae Adams at the start of the league year, which is March 12th. And it seems like there's some mutual interest between C.J. Stroud and Adams. Stroud has, in the past, referenced that he'd like to play with Devontae Adams. He, when talking about an ideal offense for the Texans, had brought up having on his team, one, Nico Collins, two, Tank Dell, three, Devontae Adams, and four, I think Kevin Zietler, a guard or something like that. This was when he was doing all of his podcasting with Micah Parsons.
I was going to say, C.J. Stroud has said so many things at this point where I do, just because C.J. Stroud has a nice thing to say about a receiver, I am like, well, he did 25 hours of podcasting, so he probably said a lot of good things about a lot of good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But the second half of this is that the Devontae Adams kind of reciprocates this
right.
admiration.
Yeah, and I feel like that means a phone call should be made. If it hasn't been made already, that is a mistake.
Yeah.
You got to make the phone call right now. And at the very least, explore options because, yeah. hey, if you can give yourself a little bit of flexibility with what happens at the back of the first round, instead of feeling obligated to go after a wide receiver, you can just draft best player available. Or same thing, feeling obligated to drafting an offensive lineman, you can go get best player available. I would say those are probably their two biggest needs right now. That's a much better place to be in, and Devontae Adams gives you a lot more flexibility. And sure, bringing in Adams, it seems like it would be likely a short-term kind of move. But if he likes Stroud, why would he say no to this? What is a more attractive option for him? The Chiefs? The Bills? The Ravens, maybe? I mean, theoretically, all three of those places could be. But
yeah.
We do have Stroud on record talking about Devontae and how he admires him. And Adams doing the same thing.
Yeah, you bring a good point where as far as like more for wide receivers, a more attractive destination, it really is just the three teams that are a class ahead of the Texans. And then I don't really know who else is up there. I mean, the easiest way is just kind of like look at the quarterbacks, because you imagine that you're a receiver, you want to play with a good quarterback. I don't really know if there's that obvious guy that, I mean, like Joe Burrow is that guy, but
yeah.
They're not going to look for a receiver, at least a receiver that's getting paid as much as Davante Adams. If they were, they would just pay T. Higgins that money. So I do think the Texans are in a good spot, whether it's Adams or whichever veteran receiver comes loose this offseason, that they should have an attractive situation for a veteran receiver to come into.
We'll see what ends up happening. So that's the news on that front in the NFL. Saquon Barkley also got an extension from the Eagles. Well-deserved. It's good to see running backs get paid, even if it's not the smartest move.
First $20 million running back. Like, I was like, shocked me. And then I was like, I guess that makes sense that there hasn't, because the money has just gone up recently, and that's while people have refused to pay running backs.
It's generally been, like, you don't go over 13 a year.
Yeah.
And they're giving him almost all of the money on that extension, which is, I think, 2 years, $41 million, 36 of it's guaranteed. So they're rewarding the guy. And, I mean, after the year he just had, he 100% deserves it. You know who deserves their flowers? Our beloved Cougs, the Houston Cougars. What a way to wrap up the home slate at Fertitta Center with a sweep of the hated Kansas Jayhawks, or the now fraudulent Kansas Jayhawks, whatever you want to call them.
Now the sad Kansas Jayhawks. What happened to this once proud program?
It's a great question. What did happen to them? This was a game where it took the Cougs a while to close it out. Pretty rough night from a shooting perspective. But before the game, it was very cool to see, and it does make you wonder just about this year going into the tournament, the pressure that's on them, given how emotional Kelvin Sampson got, specifically with Juwan Roberts as part of the senior night introductions that they had last night at Fertitta Center. I mean, I've never seen Kelvin Sampson that emotional.
No.
I've never seen him like cry. I was like, this is same guy? Because like between Ime Udoka and Kelvin Sampson, you have like two of the bigger hardos in basketball that you're going to get. And before last night's game, I mean, the hug, was that a minute-long hug? Do you think Juwan Roberts was the first one to be like, do the tap on the back? Or was it Kelvin Sampson who did it first?
No, I think if you're Juwan Roberts, you just whatever.
You just live in the moment.
However long Coach Sampson needs you there, that's how long you'll be there.
It was cool to see that before. And really my hope is now that you're in the clear, you've clinched your one seed, you're the first 18 Big 12 win team, I think, in conference history. Like, you did a lot of very cool things over the course of this year. Now, do we do exactly what I've been bitching about all show? Do you shut everybody down for the Cougs until you get to the conference tournament?
That's BS. No, I think
the last two games of the year, the Cougs, they have two more games. It's at Baylor. Oh, wait.
No, it's
that's
one game,
it,
right?
The Baylor, yeah, just one game.
It's one game, and then the conference tournament. And I'm
Saturday at 9. Why is it a 9 o'clock tip off in Waco? Waco needs to f off.
I thought everything was closed at 9 p.m. in Waco.
It definitely is closed, except for that Twin Peaks. a little shootout.
I do think that LJ Cryer probably, there's no need for LJ Cryer to be playing in any of these.
I agree with that.
Even like,
yeah, Baylor might come for revenge. Yeah, like, he left us. What the hell, man?
Big 12 tournament games. Because how much have we said that this year's team, this Cougs team, like the difference between this team and previous year's team is that LJ Cryer provides that kind of go-to scoring option in these late close games, which you're going to have to win in March to make the Final Four, to win a championship, is that you're going to need specifically LJ Cryer to be balling out in a way that Jamal Shedd got hurt. So I'm not going to say he couldn't, but he just didn't. The way that Marcus Sasser didn't, the way that all these great Cougs of years past that were the lead guards didn't do in March, that you need LJ Cryer to do it. So, should he play against Baylor? It is funny that it makes it complicated that he is a former Baylor Bear, where it's like, does he want to play in that game? Like, is there extra stuff going on? But, yeah, I mean, for me, it makes pretty clear sense. Like you said, you already have a one seed in the tournament locked up. Like, you're going to be a one seed already. I don't know what the point is of putting a guy out there who's playing through injury.
By the way, a note about Kansas. I just saw this story. This is on the front page of ESPN. Kansas is not handling falling back to irrelevance very well.
No, I
and
bet
again,
they're not.
Might be temporary, but Kansas's Zeke Mayo said he was the target of hateful social media posts following their loss to Texas Tech on Saturday. And it was not from our Red Raider friends.
It was from Kansas Jayhawk fans.
It was Kansas Jayhawk fans. He went to social media after a 1-of-7 performance for just 5 points.
Well, you know, no, I'm just kidding.
He put out an apology on social media, and 4 screen grabs were sent to him. Among them were threats of violence, racist comments, and wishes for him to die. Kansas Athletic Director Travis Goff, these aren't Jayhawks. They're not ours. Driven by gambling and hate, they've never competed a day in their life. Man, these are awful picks. These are complete awful posts. Completely awful posts. I'm glad that he posted these on social media. I hope some of these people. I mean, listen, cancel culture, blah, 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 blah. Like, don't be an a-hole. Like, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pretty simple life strategy to have. And these people going after him after they had a rough game. Not cool, man. Not
yeah.
cool. Classic Kansas. Can't handle Cougs kicking their ass.
If you are a Kansas Jayhawks fan, like, going 10-9 with one game left, and it's against number 24, I think, Arizona. Like, there's a good chance that they finish this Big 12 basketball season 10-10. Mm-hmm. And this is a program that won the Big 12 for, like, 15 years in a row mm-hmm. not that long ago. So it is a crazy, I guess, descent or just, like, falling back into the path. And I don't know if this is going to be, like, a long-term thing. I mean, they won the title in 2022, I think.
Yeah.
Or no, they won.
It was pretty recent.
Yeah, pretty recently they won a title. So I don't know if this is just a blip or something else. But it is a crazy down year for Kansas. And it's given the Cougs the opportunity, not that they're waiting for Kansas to fall off because they won it when Kansas was good. But it's given them the opportunity to kind of become
it's
the
theirs.
Premier team.
It
like, not
theirs.
not just to win the Big 12, but to, yeah, own the Big 12.
It's theirs right now. I mean, Kansas theoretically could take it back based off history, based off of Bill Self. But in, you know, the NIL era, the Cougs play in a city, not in Lawrence, Kansas. And
they have Tillman Fertitta.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a nice venue. Like, I think players would prefer to go to Houston than to go.
And they win.
To Kansas, right. Yeah. And, I mean, think about this, you know. Sweet 16 appearances since 2019. 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. That's a minimum expectation here. Just like the Astros, the season doesn't start till the ALCS, except for last year. Whoops. season doesn't begin for the Cougs until the Sweet 16. So I think that's the standard for next season. That's Sean Mapes on Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. We are live at the Wildcat Golf Club for the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 occasional invitational. People coming into the Wildcat Golf Club bar right now. I just saw like the most cool image I've ever seen. Man wearing a Mardi Gras hat, cigar in his mouth. Amazing. Everyone's having a great time. We're here for another 15 minutes before we turn things over to the Killer Bees. We got garbage time coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
If you miss John and Lance, you missed this.
For those of you who don't know, I was at the Oscars.
Did you know you were sneaking on TV after Raheel told you to get on TV?
I looked down at the monitor. I said, oh, crap.
I'm on TV.
You did, because you can see you looking into the camera. I'm like, he's doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational. Here's Paul Gallant.
a lot of fun out here at the Wildcat Golf Club. It is a beautiful day. Rather windy. It's maybe a little difficult to play golf, but everyone who participated in the occasional invitational today, we hope that you had a blast. Big thanks to all of the people who helped to make it happen. It's that time, 2:50. Before we get out of here, let's do a little garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
So the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo opened up today, and already we've got some drama. A cow got loose at Rodeo Houston and was spotted running away from the rodeo grounds at NRG Stadium. They are still looking for the cow.
Wow, cow on the run.
Cow chase. I wonder if there's a helicopter so we could get some sort of O.J. Simpson-esque coverage of it. It's not a white Bronco. We're actually talking about a cow here. The Houston Police Officers Union posted a video showing the cow running away from the gates. A guy actually almost grabbed onto the cow. You are a bold person if you're trying to stop it. I'm watching the actual video right now. A guy came very close to stopping it. He got the it's rope. There's like a rope hanging around his neck. But the guy was not able to complete slowing down the cow, and he ends up eating bleep on the pavement.
The wet pavement. Wet pavement.
Oh, that's got to be rough.
Yeah, no, that is tough. That is also very funny.
The cow was last spotted running toward northbound towards Old Spanish Trail. And that was 38 minutes ago.
I was going to say, is he going to affect traffic when I leave here?
He might. He certainly might. That's crazy. Yeah, because we're not too far away.
I passed NRG to get here.
We that's insane. It's a big old cow. I hope he enjoyed his almost ride to freedom.
Yeah, a little taste of freedom.
There's a pack of wild dogs biting the bleep out of everyone in the Fifth Ward. At least two of the dogs have been captured. But, yeah, it's rough. This woman in intensive care. The injuries are pretty graphic. One man was surrounded while walking home. Four of them got around me. One in the front, two on the side. And they've been terrorizing people near Crane and Russell Street since February 16th.
Oh, wow.
One guy had his jaw bit out. Dogs are the worst at times. Certain dogs are the absolute worst. And I get it. I get it. Boy, you're just a cat guy. Okay. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of dogs who do this. There's a lot of dogs who do this. Oh, he never does that. No, there's a lot of dogs who do this. Yeah. The wild dogs are crazy. This is a very localized version of garbage time here.
It is very local and very animals on the run. Is
a gaming streamer / OnlyFans model who's based in Houston named Amaranth was robbed at gunpoint for crypto because she posted that she had $20 million in crypto online. Not smart. Not smart. But she lives in Houston. I got to say, she's got some balls on her. No, not that kind of OnlyFans model. Not that kind of OnlyFans model. I'm just saying, she's got some chutzpah from this perspective. So she's outside. She got pistol whipped in the face. She ran back inside her place. She had posted on social media that she is being essentially, like, robbed and assaulted.
I'm being too robbed at gunpoint.
Right. So she posted that. She walks into her house. And you see three guys come in with her to, I guess, get everything that was in the house. And the husband, I guess, saw her social media, had a gun, plat, 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 hits one of the guys. Who, all three are seen fleeing out the front door. One of them is like, I got shot. As he did it.
Wow.
Wild day in Houston.
Wow. That could be, wow. That is like out of a scene of a movie where it gets robbed at gunpoint. Then She tweets that she's being robbed, and her husband comes out firing. You know what? Well, okay, I have two things. One, don't brag about having $20 million
don't do that.
Of cryptocurrency.
They're going to find you.
Or any currency, but especially cryptocurrency. B, how do you rob someone of cryptocurrency with a gun?
You just make them do the transfer, and then it never comes back, right? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, that's what
about.
They did in Dark Knight Rises. That's how they crashed the economy in Dark Knight Rises.
I need your money from Wall Street. Your punishment will be severe if you do not pay
the guy,
me.
The guy with the iPad was able to do that. But I don't know, just holding a gun to someone, go to Coinbase right now.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Here's my number. Here's my routing number.
Who's the heartthrob that's overtaking America these days?
Hawktua?
No. The actor. You know what I'm talking about?
Heartthrob is taking it.
Yeah. The guy actor. Who's in every movie now. He's like the new Ryan Gosling. You replaced him. Well, that guy was the guy in Batman who got robbed on the motorcycle.
Oh, Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name.
Glenn Powell was the guy who got robbed.
And on that note, guys, it's been fun. It's been real. Big thanks to everyone who helped make the occasional invitational happen. Big thanks to Carbach Brewing, Brown Bag Deli, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Houston Powder Coaters, Game Day Men's Health, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, HR&B, Access Vascular Health, Dream Rate Mortgage, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, Beatbox Burritos, and Amex Pharmacy for our texters, callers, YouTubers, Twitchers, and everyone else who listened. And for Sean Mapes, to my left, and Brian McDonald back at Mission Control, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. Happy Mardi Gras. Happy Rodeo. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.